Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome everyone to Tuesday. We are live from Troy, Montana. This is Earl Teets, the Mountain Man. It really is an honor and a blessing to be a home business coach and help people get paid each and every week. And today, we've got some interesting topics to talk about. We're going to be sharing the Art of Influence handout number 4. It's keys communication are keys to your profits, folks. You need to understand how to communicate with your clients from what they are looking to accomplish. It's always neat to have you and the person you're discussing this opportunity with have not gone over what is that they desire first, what it is that the problem that they're facing, and then you trying to show them how your business is going to solve that problem is going to make your job a lot harder than it is. And it doesn't have to be a hard process. It's a very simple process. It's just knowing how to communicate properly with people that will set the stage into motion for that to take place. It really will. So I want you to take a look at baseball. If you look at baseball, what do you got? T-ball for the little ones that can't hit a pitch being thrown out of them? You have little league, high school, and college ball, and then there's the pros. And see, in the pros, you practice the fundamental skills of the game so much that you actually get paid to play the game. Now, I have a favorite baseball player who's retired, but his name was Jimmy Morris out of Texas. He was over 40 years old, and he came into the game of baseball. Over 40, got to play as a rookie in the Major League Baseball. He was a pitcher, could throw a fastball up to 100 miles per hour. But what was special about Jimmy Morris? He went out and practiced from the time he was in grade school all the way up till he was turned down from the pros. And then he was teaching school to kids. And in his pastime, he's still on the pitcher's mound, throwing pitches over 100 a day, practicing. Even when he had pretty much gave up on his dream. So he's coaching these kids some baseball. And they tell him, we'll keep going if you promise to try out for the pros. And a true story happened. He did. He went and tried out after having major surgery on his arm, after being told he wasn't good enough for the pros several years earlier. Here he is over 40 years old, and he's throwing a pitch over 90 miles an hour in front of the scouts. And over 40, he's the rookie of the year. Walt Disney did a movie of him being rookie of the year. But really, why do I share this story of baseball? Well, we all understand baseball is baseball. You got to play by the rules. You got to understand the skills. Entrepreneurship, we're going to talk about some of the basic fundamental skills. And the way you get paid in entrepreneurship, skills, just like in baseball, you don't get to be paid as a professional until you got signed on by the pros. In entrepreneurship, you can purchase your way in to earn like the pros, but until you actually develop your skill, you won't have the money of the pros. Today, we're going to show you how to get that money. So I'm going to talk to you about some important keys to communication that you can find in our lesson handout, the Art of Influence course in our O2 Worldwide back office. And what are we going to learn there? We're going to learn some skills. Now, what I happen to like about these skills is the first time I was taught these skills was well over 20 years ago in the 1980s by a master salesman by the name of Tom Hopkins. And I'm not sure if he's still in the industry or if he's even alive anymore, but I found it interesting that Toby Carden, our worldwide director of sales marketing for O2 Worldwide, Tommy Carden teaches this course, so the information I'm about to share with you, I have robbed from Tommy O2 Worldwide back office to be able to show you that these skills are still the same today as they were over almost 30 years ago. Now, it's all about developing the rapport with your people. When they speak fast, do you speak fast? When they speak slow, do you speak slow? Did you get to practice any of this from lesson number 3? We kind of went over that yesterday with the 4 personality types. And let's take a look at these. What we're going to talk about is tie-down questions, okay? It's placed at the end of a statement. The entire rationale of the question is designed to boost agreement. Tie-down questions increase the level of agreement, and sometimes they can produce an implied yes. Where do we get that from? Well, there's a principle in the book, People by Dale Carnegie. Talks about getting your head nodded up and down, getting the other person to agree, yes, 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 and get them to follow that mindset. And then when you ask the bigger question for the order, they're already saying yes, 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 and they realize it's the process that allows them to go to the destination that they want to achieve. So they're in the yes, yes, yes mode. When Tom Hopkins taught this course, he taught the tie down for the same reason, the tie down questions. They're questions that you use that will often let you know how serious your prospect is. You are a professional business owner. Never forget that. Is your prospect wasting your time to profits? There's nothing wrong with having them as a prospect. But you got to ask yourself this question. Are they ever going to do anything no matter what you show them? And if they're one of those people that will never take action no matter what comes down the pike, they've got an objection for every answer. And no matter what you do, no matter how many times you follow up, you're going to find those kind of people. So you got to ask yourself this question. Do you want to waste your time on people who will not work for their success? And if they won't work for their success, if they won't stretch their comfort zone, why would you help them? I have a team member who I personally sponsored out of New York. Her name is Florence Dean Preston. And she's got 3 appointments lined up today for 3-way calls because she doesn't just listen to this radio show. She doesn't just tap in to our Solutions Will Profit Facebook group. She applies what she learned. And today, she's got 3-way phone calls lined up with me. Now, the beauty of O2 Worldwide is, what happens if I'm busy on one of those 3-way phone calls? So with O2 Worldwide, we have a call center. So if my phone is busy, that call center is designed to handle that 3-way call for Florenstein. And all she's got to do is give them her 4-digit PIN number in her back office. And now the call center, who is trained to handle calls exactly like that, can bring her prospect to a point of consumer or business owner, depending on what their level of need was. And what are they going to do at that call center? They're going to use some of these tie-down questions. Now that we see a path where you have a call center in your favor, with O2 Worldwide. And as you are a product of your product by taking the drops, and you spend $60 a month to have those drops, you have a solution for your body with O2 Worldwide that also comes with 20 leads, names, email addresses, and phone numbers. And do you see that that allows us an edge over anywhere else? Do you see that that allows us an edge over anywhere else? Is a tie-down question. Why does it give us an edge? It gives us an edge because when you think about it, look at all the other opportunities that are out there. What are you going to find with all those other opportunities that are out there? You're going to find that you got to go out and find the people. You got to go out and gather the leads. When you have a company that has a call center that's there in your corner, so you can apply your skills that you're learning from the back office, which is, we're going over a handout of that back office right here on this radio show now. Applying those skills. When you've got the call center, when you've got the leads and the solution in the product, you've got something unique, folks, something nobody else has. Doesn't that make sense? That's a tie-down question. When you look at all the opportunities that are out there on the market today, how could you use our number two tie-down question? When you take a look at the second tie-down question there, wouldn't that be great? Gee, Joe, I recognize the fact that you're an affiliate marketer. I understand that you also work in the top tier level of earning, and that you want to make money hard and fast. The one thing all of those different things that you like to earn have in common is they all need leads. So if you had a product like O2 Drops, and these O2 Drops allowed you to focus better as you communicate with your people in your affiliate programs as well, your top tier programs, wouldn't that make sense that as you have leads to work both of those programs with, that you would profit more money program? Wouldn't it be neat, Joe? Wouldn't it be great to be able to have leads as well as a wonderful product that allows you to focus better on your people because your sales have all the stuff that they need to do what they're supposed to do naturally? Joe, you told me that you want to get paid this week. Let's look at number three question. If we could show you the perfect opportunity with all your I's dotted and T's crossed, paydays being Friday, you're ready to go to work now. Is that true, Joe? I'm tying him down. Joe, you said you're not afraid to spend money to get started, but you're tired of looking at all these opportunities that promise you the moon, and then when you spend money to get started, they want even more money just to give you the education of how to work the business. It's angry. It's frustrating. You have the education, then they charge you another upgrade fee to see the schedule of how to use those actions they just taught you. It's been proven by the guru, and they upgrade you for that. And now you're thousands of dollars into the process. You haven't made any money. You've got a lot of debt to pay off on them credit cards. Oh, man, that's frustrating. Isn't that right? Isn't that how your career is going? Isn't it? Tie downs. If I understood what you said correctly, Joe, wasn't that the case? You're tired of those upgrade fees. You're tired of spending money for education. You just want a simple path of actions to profits weekly. Well, if we could show you that very path, if we could show you how to find the people and what to say to the people without charging you for that education, give you a product that'll quiet those nerves a little bit from all those negative experiences because your body's got the right amount of minerals in it, that those stress endorphins are so strong in your brain. You deserve that, don't you, Joe? Isn't that a path that would create more profits for you? Wouldn't that be a more comfortable way to earn a living, Joe? Do you see how these tie-down statements work? If we have the skills that are there for us to make $1 million with, shouldn't we take the time to go through the Art of Influence course on a daily basis when we're not practicing our actions to profits? Doesn't that make sense? Two tie downs in a row, right? Don't you deserve the success that's available because you're willing to break your comfort zone? Do what most people are afraid of. Communicate with people effectively and have a solution for them to help them with their problems that will pay you for generations to come. I'm saying here, have you understood what we've said? Hasn't it made sense? Is that okay? Don't you think it's a better path to have a wide array of solutions to profit with than just one? Do you know what I'm saying? Does that work for you? Is that what you want? To have your time that you put into your own business pay you instead of just make you feel good? Isn't that what you want? Can you understand how I'm using these tie downs, folks? And the pace. Anything that's true for prospect, it doesn't have to be true for you. You don't have to like it, but it has to be true for your prospect. So how do you know what's true for your prospect? It's really anything that you observe from the conversation you're having with them. Anything that's so clear that when you say it back to them, they must agree. So maybe you need to practice writing down different tie-down statements, as you can imagine how these conversations might go with the person that you have in mind to add to your business. Wouldn't it make sense to add 3 people a day to your name list on or off the internet if you're going to be an entrepreneur for a living? Wouldn't it be a clear path to develop, to learn how to add 3 contacts a day? Name, email address, and phone number of a person who may be interested in some extra income today or sometime down the road? Wouldn't that just make sense as an entrepreneur? That the majority of the people that try this career field out will want to do that. Some of them want to do that, but the skill set of developing the ability to communicate the way I'm sharing with you here has a fear factor there. And unfortunately, 97 out of 100% won't cross that fear factor, and 3% will. So if we understand that 3% will, what is it that they have in common? What they have in common to enjoy the pay in this industry is they're willing to break their comfort zone. They're willing to ask questions that make sense. They're willing to draw out a roadmap based on what their client has brought to their attention to show their client that they know how to get to where they need to be. Now, if we can look at the facts, folks, and understand entrepreneurship, let's take a look at entrepreneurship for what it really is. If you look at entrepreneurship, you are there to serve your clients, not sell your clients. If you're an entrepreneur, you understand that you're going to develop skills that you have to practice daily to earn a profit. Recognize the difference between affiliate marketing and network marketing. I see they were all one. I had some welcome to our radio show, all ones.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. So, your show about business, right?
Actions to Profit Radio is our show designed to help our team members profit with the home business. Do you have a home business you like to profit with?
No. What I want to know is, if I have $100,000 and I want to invest in a business, what business should I invest in that I will get back my profit at the end of the first year?
The business that has the right actions that you are comfortable practicing on a daily basis, because the myth that's most often expressed in this industry is the myth that there's some kind of magic button you can push out there. Just because you purchased a business, it's going to give you a return on your money. Even McDonald's is a franchise, one of the most successful franchises on earth. You still have to purchase that business and spend $1 million for it. Then you have to go to university for 2 years and understand the exact process of how those profits are generated daily. And then if you don't open the doors, the people can't come in those doors. So for me to be able to just give you a business and say, hey, I can meet your needs right now, sign up for Rent's Business, this is the one, that would make me no different than all the other people out there that don't know how to serve people and they're trying to sell people. What we need to find out is, what kind of skill sets are you willing to develop that you're comfortable to put your money behind? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, to a degree. Let's say I'm willing to put in about 8 to 10 hours a day. I don't care what kind of business it is. Just as long as I feel that it's on track to making a profit the first year and beyond. So what I want is a business that I can invest $100,000 in and get that profit. Can you help me out with that?
I can show you a business you can invest $60 into and turn into $100,000 over a year of practicing exposing solutions that the masses want. And that's a lot less money for a startup cost, for sure. And then as you're willing to do things like attend this radio show and look at your back office and develop the skills where many people are earning $10,000 a month with this very company, that potential is there for you over a year to develop those skills properly, spend your money to start a business properly, but only here you're going to save $99,000 plus some, and you'll be able to put some money into like an advertising co-op that will bring people to your website that has the solution to their problems. And as they opt into that website, they can make a choice to utilize the solution of what these O2 drops are all about. That would save you some money and give you a proven path and benefit your life a little bit, wouldn't it?
If for $60 you're saying you have or you're representative of a company that will show me how I can make about $120,000 in a year.
Absolutely. If you're willing to apply the skill, educate yourself, and put the right daily actions in place, we even have a money-back guarantee that 30 days into it, you don't feel that you were shown what you spent your money on, you can get 100% of your money back. The whole idea is to make a difference and help people get paid. And when we have a path that does that, that's a path that would fit your needs, isn't it?
It depends. What kind of business is it?
We serve the masses. By catering to the masses, you can hang with the classes. You got to have what the people need. When you turn on your television set, you'll see nothing but commercials for the latest pill full of side effects and garbage that's supposed to solve a problem for the human body. So if you've got a solution that's less than $10 a day, which is what those pills average that the masses are spending millions of dollars on, you can bring that to their attention through internet marketing or any source of marketing and allow them to be able to pick that solution and not have to endure those kind of side effects. And it allows you profit on what's most in demand. That makes sense, don't it?
No, because you haven't told me what you're selling yet.
It's an oxygen drop that allows the body the proper oxygen on a cellular level through a medical-grade stabilized oxygen. And there's also some minerals, the trace minerals that are missing in the soil that are not normally present because the vegetation that grows in that soil is not getting the minerals because of acid rain, chemical fertilizers, pesticides. The vegetables look pretty, but the minerals that are supposed to be in them isn't there. So the solution is to supplement. And when people on welfare can afford $8 a day for a pack of cigarettes, surely it can be proven affordable as an entrepreneur or a consumer at $2 a day to have leads of people of interest and the product at $60 a month. It's a phenomenal proven path. And I'd really invite you to come join us and enjoy this journey. There's many of us getting paid on a weekly basis that aren't afraid to invest our money into our entrepreneurial ventures and then exercise our actions to profits to enjoy the money rather than let it fall out of the sky. When it's all risk-free, why wouldn't somebody want to take a path like that? You'd enjoy that, wouldn't you?
Not yet, I wouldn't. So what you're telling me is that you're selling some sort of supplement, oxygen-based supplement?
We have an oxygen supplement that we do market. It's 100% risk-free. We do work to make the money. It don't fall out of the sky. If you're not satisfied, you get your money back. If you're willing to work for your success, we have a proven process. I have 90 seconds before this broadcast ends, so I highly encourage you, click onto our website, look at our newsletter, solutionswillprofit.com, and enjoy the information you see behind that. We'd love to bring you on board the team.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, that brings our broadcast. We've got 1 minute before we get going. It was awful nice of that guy to try to corner our class. But as you can see, I used the very tie downs that we were talking about. I served the need that he was attempting to make it hard. Now he's got the choice to choose to take action or go hungry. That's not our choice. Our position as an entrepreneur is to plant the seed. And that's exactly what we did. Now, folks, understand the power in those tie-down questions. Understand how to serve the people that are looking for what you have. And when you have what a person needs, they'll look exactly. They'll take the next step forward. They'll follow you where you need to go. God bless you, and congratulations for taking time how to see how success can happen.